Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Michelle. How can I help you today?
Hi, I'm calling. I received a box in the mail, I want to say about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and it was full of replacement items. There was a invoice enclosed that says, "Dear Rusty Garrish, enclosed are the solar system replacement items you requested." But when I called in, I didn't request all these items. All I requested was if I could exchange a binder that was sent to me in one of my packages. And what happened is I'm collecting the solar system, the orrery, and they actually sent me the Earth, Sun, and the Moon binder. So I called in and said, "Hey, can I just send that back and exchange it?" And they said, "Yeah." Well, next thing I know, I get a box full of, you know, I've got the toolkit, the planisphere, plus issues 31 through 34 and all the parts that go with it. I've already got that stuff, and I don't need extras. So I didn't know what I'm supposed to do with this. What I did, I took the one binder out that I wanted, though, and put the other binder back in. So, but I don't need this stuff, so I'm assuming you guys probably want it back.
Can I have your account number?
Yeah, it's 307-967-50001.
Thank you. Going to place you on one brief hold while I go ahead and locate it.
Okay, thanks.
And this is regarding exchanging the binder?
Yeah, all I wanted to do is just exchange binders. But somehow it must have been a lack of communication, and they must have thought I wanted a whole package of this stuff, and I didn't. I just wanted the binder, and they sent me a whole collection of stuff again, a duplicate collection of what I already have.
Okay. I'm going to place you on one brief hold while I go ahead and locate your account. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for the help, sir. Could you verify your name, address, and email?
Yeah, it's Rusty Garrish, 5813 State Route 13, Belleville, Ohio, 44813. Email is rgarrish@yahoo.com.
Thank you, and this is for the solar systems collection?
Correct.
And you just need us to ship the binder?
No, I need to reship this whole box back. It's got four magazines, four parts, the planisphere, and also an extra toolkit, plus the binder in it. All I wanted was the solar system binder, and they sent me a whole box full of duplicate stuff that I didn't request. So there must have just been a communication error.
Okay, so you have received your binder. You're just needing the return address to return this back to us?
Correct. I just need to return it. And do I have to pay the shipping on this?
Yes, sir. That it doesn't have a label on it to return it.
Okay,
yes, sir, you would have to.
Okay, because I didn't request this stuff. All I wanted was a binder. So I mean, they're going to charge me a fortune to ship this box back.
I do apologize, sir. We don't have any way to send out, we don't have return labels.
Okay, what's the shipping address?
That is 18317 Industrial Drive.
Industrial or industry? I'm not sure.
Industrial.
Was that industrial? Okay. Industrial Drive. Okay.
And that is in Meadville, Pennsylvania.
How do you spell that?
MEADVILLE.
That's Pennsylvania.
Zip code is
Okay.
16388.
And now I have a couple other questions or issues, I guess. I received copy number 44 of my solar system magazine, and I've gone through my parts here twice just to make sure of what's here, but I'm missing part 44. I have the magazine, but I don't have the actual part 44.
Okay, I can go
And
ahead and
then
submit a reship for 44.
Okay, and then on top of that, I wanted to know, I have a shipment that's out right now. It should be getting here, I'm hoping within the next few days or so. And it's got issues 48, 49, 50, and 51 in it. And I believe, looking at the website, there's only 52 issues and 52 parts packages. Is that correct?
One moment while I confirm that for you, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay, thank you. And my last thing is, can you check? I know they were on back order, but I'm also missing issues 35 through 39. And usually they come in four per package, but I'm missing five copies, 35 through 39. So, and their parts. So last time I called, they told me they're on back order, but then I just realized that I'm not missing four issues, I'm missing five issues. So I got to make sure I get all of these, or I won't be able to build this.
And repeat the issue, sir.
I 35, 36, 37, 38, and 39 I'm missing. Both the actual magazines and the parts I don't have. Now, I was told the issues 35 through 38, the issues and the parts were on back order, but I'm curious about 39 because that would make it five and not four, because I always usually get four per box. But I'm missing five issues, five separate pieces of parts.
So the system doesn't show that any items are out of stock.
Okay, I haven't received any of those. Last time I
It doesn't
called,
show anything, any of those are listed that have shipped.
okay, yeah, I haven't gotten them. I haven't gotten 35 through 39. And when I called about the actual magazine or the binder exchange, when I wanted to switch out the binders, I had asked about those issues, and they said at that time they weren't in stock. So that's why I didn't get them, because I ended up getting issue 40 through 40, 40, 41, 42. I ended up getting 40 through 43, and then I got the next group after that, which was 44 through 47. So I'm missing 35 through 39. And like I said, I've got to have them or I can't build this. So, and then like I've got a box out now. I know it's out. I got an email saying that there's one coming, but it's got parts 48, 49, 50, and 51 in it. And then that means I'll probably get one more shipment after that, which will only have one part in it. It should be 52 because that's the last one. But I definitely need those ones that are in the 30s there, 35 through 39.
So those there's not an issue 35 through 39. It shows the next shipment
There.
is 52 through 67, 52, 54, and 67. It doesn't show anything out of stock, and it doesn't show that you have skipped any issues.
No, then I'm confused. There's only supposed to be 52 issues. So,
Yes, sir. It
how
shows
many more?
issue one, issue two, issue three, issue four, issue five, issue six, issue seven, eight, nine, 10. Then it goes from 11, 12, 13. And then it was 15, 16, 17, 18. And then it went from 9, from 20, 19, 20, 21, 22. And then 23, 24, 25, 26. And then 27, 28, 29, 30. And then it goes from 31, 32, 33, 34. And then 40, 41, 42, 43. And then 44, 44, 44, 45, 46, 47. And then 50, 49, 48, 49, 50, 51. And then your last shipment that shows that it's due to be shipped out March 16th is issue 52, 54, and 67.
Okay, so you're saying that they didn't even make issues 35 to 39 then?
There's nothing listed with those issues.
Okay, because I'm worried that if all I get are 52, if my next order only has three things in it, then I'm not going to have all my parts. Because right now I have 41 parts in my collection. And of course, I'm missing 44. So that would make it 42 if, I think you already put in for that one, I believe you said that you would request that one for me to get my part. I have the magazine, I just need part 44. So when I get that one, that'll make 42. So when I get the four that are coming, that'll be 43, 44, 45, 46. And then with the next three, it only makes 49. So I'll be missing three parts. I won't have.
And then after that ship, there would be a next shipment.
What comes? So is there a shipment after March 16th?
I'm not able to view it due to it has not shipped.
Okay, so if that's 47, 48, 49, 50, 51. So let's see, that's 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46. 748 for 954. Okay, if there's three more shipments that comes after March 16th, that could be right. So, if not, I'm not gonna be able to build this. So I've got a lot of money invested in something I can't build. So yeah, I just need to make, if there's three issues that come, and the parts that come with them after March 16th, I'll be fine. But if it doesn't, then I'm not going to have all the parts, so, or all the magazines to be able to put it together.
Yes, sir, but as I stated, I'm not able to view that next shipment until March 16th, until that shipment ships.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is I'll wait when that one's shipped, and I'll call back in to somebody and see if they can tell me when the next one's due to be shipped, and then how many. It should be three in the next one then, in the last one, so in April, hopefully. So, and then you're going to make sure that I get part number 44 shipped to me?
I have submitted a reship for that.
Okay, great. I appreciate it. So, okay, I guess that's all I need today then.
Okay, well, thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.